AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 24 hours from now, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by backers of then-President Donald Trump opens public hearings on its nearly year-long investigation into the riot and those who were behind the effort to stop the certification of Joe Biden's 2020 election victory. Committee member, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
None of us saw the behind-the-scenes effort to overthrow the 2020 presidential election result. And so there was a method to the madness of that day.
The first of six planned hearings starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow evening. It's expected to focus on efforts by Trump and his allies to cast doubt on the election, the financing and organizing of the rallies before the attack, and security failures. The House hears from an 11-year-old girl who survived the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The AP Sagar Magani reports it was a second straight day of shocking testimony on gun violence.
Fourth grader Mia Cirillo smeared a friend's blood on herself and stayed quiet to avoid getting shot in Uvalde. In a pre-recorded video played at a House hearing, she told her dad she doesn't feel safe at school.
Why not?
Because I don't want it to happen again.
Kimberly Rubio's 10-year-old girl was killed in Uvalde. More moms will know her pain.
Unless we act now.
The testimony came as lawmakers try to reach a bipartisan gun safety deal. But even amid the emotional testimony, the partisan divide was clear, from Democrat Carolyn Maloney calling for an assault rifle ban.
These weapons have no place in our communities.
To Republican James Comer.
Knee-jerk reactions to impose gun control policies that seek to curtail our constitutional right to bear arms are not the answer.
Several Republicans say hardening schools is the answer.
This is AP News. The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases and deaths have fallen around the world, except for the Middle East and Southeast Asia. AP's Ben Thomas has this report.
The UN Health Agency says there was a 12% drop in cases and a 22% drop in deaths over the past week. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
This is clearly a very encouraging trend.
But he cautions that's still 7,600 deaths.
The perception that the pandemic is over is understandable, but misguided.
18 months after mass immunization programs began in rich countries, Tedros notes 68 countries, mostly low income, have yet to protect 40% of their people. With many countries dropping coronavirus protocols, he warns,
a new and even more dangerous variant could emerge at any time, and vast numbers of people remain unprotected.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.